Hey, this is Mike Slater in San Diego, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. He will be back tomorrow. It is Monday, August 1st, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden tests positive for COVID again. Polls show inflation is the country's biggest concern. We'll talk about that in the message of the day. Most families now live paycheck to paycheck. And public health officials rank the dirtiest cities in America. Also coming up, that message of the day. But first, President Biden testing positive for COVID-19 for the second time. The White House physician confirming the diagnosis on social media, writing, quote, "Given his rebound positivity, which we reported yesterday, we continued daily monitoring. He will continue to conduct the business of the American people from the executive residence." Remember, Novak Djokovic, one of the fittest athletes in the world, number one tennis player, can't play in the U.S. Open because he's not vaccinated, because he's a danger to himself and others around him. But Joe Biden, 79-year-old on heart medication, gets it for the second time. No problem. He'll work through it. He'll work through it in the White House. No big deal. A survey from Rasmussen finding inflation is the biggest concern for voters heading into the midterm elections, of course. 88% say high prices are their number one issue, followed by violent crime, election integrity, school issues like critical race theory, then illegal immigration. Prices are up 18% since Joe Biden's inauguration. Hardest hit items include energy, food, and furniture. COVID falling from the top five biggest concerns for the first time. 33% claim they're very concerned with the contagion, down from 80% 12 months ago. A survey from one poll showing 7 in 10 Americans live paycheck to paycheck. That figure includes 84% of men, 65% of women. The typical adult stresses over personal finances six times each day. About one in four workers have nothing saved for retirement. Another 25% believe they will have to work past the age of 65. The average American has less than $1,000 in savings. A third have nothing in the bank at all. A new report from the Miami Herald ranking the dirtiest cities in America. The towns are judged by pollution, living conditions, infrastructure, and resident satisfaction. Worst offenders in 2022, Chicago, Phoenix, Las Vegas, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Houston, and the dirtiest city in the USA is Newark, New Jersey. Ranks number one for garbage, air pollution, congestion, and vermin like rats and roaches. Coming up, the message of the day about inflation. And following that, how long could the White House pull a Weekend at Bernie's about Joe Biden? We actually have precedent for this. We'll tell you that full story coming up as well.
Are you an individual or business owner facing the heavy burden of back taxes, levies, or wage garnishments? Life's challenges, especially those brought on by the economic impact of COVID-19, can take a toll on your financial well-being. Congress is pushing for relief, urging the IRS to eliminate over $1 billion in tax penalties and interest. But America First Tax Group is here to help you claim your share of these billions in tax relief before the IRS can take it out of your pockets. Call them now at 800-431-5684. The IRS has people working against you, but it's time to turn the tables. America First Tax Group is a full-service tax boutique that puts clients first. They understand the stress of dealing with tax problems, and they'll be your guide through the process. Don't wait. Time is of the essence. Call America First Tax Group now at 800-431-5684. That's 800-431-5684. Or visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Tucker.
Hey, this is Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As the old saying goes, if at first you don't succeed, we'll just change the definition. That's what the Democrats do. This is what the media does. Just last week, Merriam-Webster changed the definition of woman and girl. Because why not? So if you could change the definition of those words, of course you could change the definition of recession. And what would stop them? So as you know by now, a recession has always been when GDP is negative for two quarters in a row. Now, as the White House economics guy said the other day, he's like, well, listen, there's many different metrics that go into determining whether or not we're in a recession. So some reporter said, well, what are those different metrics? Well, listen, it doesn't really matter. Let's not get bogged down with the details here. You know, what's important is that it's just not this one. So listen, you know, newsflash, right? The administration's a bunch of lying hacks, of course. My point is how the media has just picked up the lie and run with it. PolitiFact said it's false. What you and I are talking about right now, it's false that Joe Biden is changing the definition of a recession. The same upstanding gentleman at PolitiFact, the same person who wrote that article, wrote an article in 2015 and used it to dunk on Trump and said negative GDP growth from quarter to quarter is one of the hallmarks of a recession. Just a couple of years ago, same guy. But that's no longer the case. No longer the definition. How dare you? People on Wikipedia have changed the definition of GDP. Now it's, there's no global consensus on a definition of a recession. I love it. There's no global consensus. You know, people in Ethiopia, India, the Eskimos, we all have different views on how to, there's no consensus really. Give me a break, these people. All right, 2 points. First, you know that if Trump were president now, we would have had months of a constant barrage of how terrible the economy is. Oh my God, we'd have articles about people suffering. Can't you just see the front picture on the Washington Post now? Women of color hurt the most. Therefore, Trump's a racist. It would be the Trump Great Depression. There would be countdown clocks on CNN. I don't even know why there'd be a countdown clock, but there'd be countdown clocks of like the next horrible number that the Federal Reserve would release that would just prove that Trump is a horrible racist. The inhumanity of Trump's Great Depression. But because, you know, Joe's the president, the things are great. The economy's strong. It's not a recession. What? It's a strong economy. My second point is the people who brought us here, they're never going to be the ones who fix it. We spent $4.7 trillion on World War II. That's adjusted for inflation, $4.7 trillion. On COVID, we spent $5.2 trillion. Plus, if you add in the money we printed, we're up to $13 trillion. There's no way that we couldn't have had inflation and a recession after all this. We had to pay the consequences of the government's actions. The light at the end of the tunnel is that we've had inflation before and we've eventually gotten through it. It'll hurt for a long time. Don't count on anyone in DC to get us out of it. You know, their solution now is the Inflation Reduction Act, which just taxes, spends, and prints more money. It's the exact three things that got us into this mess. They're drunk. They'll never fix it until we fire them all. November is going to be fun. Something you might not know, coming up next.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. So it's pretty obvious that Biden is not doing well in the mental acuity department. Did you see the video the White House put out the other day? I thought it was a deep fake. I thought it was a fake video. His eyes were all bugging out. He never blinked. It wasn't a deep fake, but with all the deceit coming from the White House, what would stop them from one day putting out a fake video of the president just doing a Weekend at Bernie's of Biden? And it got me thinking, how long could the White House get away with that if they needed to? And with the media there to help them cover up the fact that Joe Biden's really not well at all, how long could they prop him up? Well, there's actually precedent for this. October 1919, over 100 years ago, Woodrow Wilson was on a train in Colorado, and he had a stroke. So they sped back to D.C., finally got him back to the White House, and the doctor visited him in his room. And Woodrow Wilson got up to go to the bathroom, and he fell on the floor. And the doctor said, "My God, the president is paralyzed." Woodrow Wilson stayed in bed for the rest of 1920. No one knew. And you're saying, well, Slater, maybe they could pull that off in 1920, but they can't pull it off in 2022. I don't know, I'm not so sure. You know why they were able to pull that off? Because of the media. Louis Seibold, in particular, he wrote for New York World Newspaper. And on June 18th, 1920, he wrote a long article about how Woodrow Wilson is healthier now than he was before his stroke. 9 months of courageous battling has neither daunted the spirit nor impaired in the slightest degree the splendid intellect of Woodrow Wilson. It was that same angular face, quite as full in cheek. And they were unmistakably the Wilson eyes, keen, searching, and snappily intelligent. So here's the thing. It was all made up. The whole article. Woodrow Wilson couldn't walk. His entire left side was paralyzed. His attention span was about 60 seconds. He didn't have hours of conversation. The interview was a total fake. It never happened. Woodrow Wilson's press secretary made up all the answers. But here's my favorite part of this whole story. Louis Seibold, the author of this, won a Pulitzer Prize. For that article that he completely made up. So could the White House today get away with doing a Weekend at Bernie's or a Woodrow Wilson of Joe Biden? Yeah, I think so. Because all of the media will be desperate to be the next Louis Seibold. I'm doing my patriotic duty for national defense purposes. I'm protecting the president. Give me an award. I'm a hero. Sounds crazy. Well, it's been done before. More coming up.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Oh, it's been an honor. Mike Slater in San Diego, mikeslater.locals.com. Thank you, Bill, and thank you for continuing to listen. And don't worry, Bill will be back tomorrow.